Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Melanie, good morning to you.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm very, very well. You heard Joey's story.
I did.
It's good, wasn't it?
I was listening intently. It was a very good story.
Yeah.
And it is mad the way people can just meet online. And I think sometimes it can go very wrong, but sometimes you can kind of go, you know what, that's actually really interesting.
Precisely.
It's a good story, you know?
I heard some, I've heard creepy ones about people sort of stinging people by text, and they chance their arms, we're trying to get the gullible people going, oh, sorry, it's a mistake, and they keep at them, and then it's something very sinister. But this, it was a very innocent one. Did you have something similar, is it?
I had something really similar, and I'm telling you, there's a book in this, and one day when I have time, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write it. But at the moment, it's just a story you need a pot of tea for. But... No, April 2012, I got an email from this lady called Martha, and it basically, she had sent a huge email to loads of people on it. My email address was on it, and she said, hi guys, please let me know that you have received this email, I've just changed my email address.
Yeah.
So I ignored it, and then about 3 hours later, she writes again, and she goes, dumbass computer, obviously not working, or is it me? So I wrote back, I said, God, this poor woman. So I wrote back, and I said, hello Martha, yeah, I'm getting your emails loud and clear. However, just to let you know, I said, I don't think I'm the person you're looking for. So she writes back, oh, okay, fine. So this email started going backwards and forwards between us. And it turns out, anyway, that she's nearly 80. She lives in Florida. She was only learning to actually work the computer. And she'd done a computer course and everything. And her daughters wanted her to actually kind of be online and get with it.
Yeah.
And she couldn't stand doing it. But she started, the two of us just started emailing backwards and forwards, just like a sentence here and there. You know, and it went anyway. The first year I was kind of going, this is mental. I found out the woman's entire life story. She pretty much found out mine. She kept asking for photos of me, and my husband was like, don't be sending photos, don't be sending photos of anybody. Oh my God, she's going to come and kidnap you. I was like, will you relax? It's fine. You know, sometimes you kind of go with your gut, and other times you think, no, I won't.
So, what did you hear about her? She's nearly 80 at this time. This was 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Okay,
yeah.
So what did, give me kind of a pen picture of Martha.
So Martha is, well, she's nearly 80, living in Florida, originally from Ohio, split up with her husband and picked up her 4 kids in the middle of the night and basically ran to Florida, has a partner out in Florida who she doesn't particularly get on with. Like, the way she writes is just so funny. Like, she says stuff like, you know, she kept talking about her S.O. And I was like, what the hell is an S.O.? I had to Google it. I was like, a big pick. An S.O.? Anyway, significant other.
Yes.
And my S.O., just this, that, and the other. And she's talking all about him. And she goes, you know, we're not lovers. I was like, oh, God. We're not lovers, we're great friends. Let's put it this way. If you saw me naked in the shower, I couldn't care less. If anyone else saw me, I'd slit my throat. You know, this sort of thing.
Very good.
Really with it, really quick.
Yeah.
So she's told me all about her kids. I mean, I know stuff about this woman that her own children don't know. I know stuff about this woman, which obviously I want to say on air. I know stuff about this woman that her two of her husbands don't even know about her, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it's just mad. So it's going on forwards and backwards. Anyway, it turns out she has this COPD in the lungs. It's like emphysema.
Yeah.
So she's just recently moved from Florida up to Ohio, and her daughters have moved her into a nursing home, and they've said, right, Mom, she's falling over and everything like that. So she's not very well at the moment.
Yeah.
So now I've had the whole transition of Martha's life moving from Florida up to Ohio. I mean, I have probably over 1,000 emails, and I'm probably not portraying a very good story because I had about 4 seconds notice that I was going to be gone.
I know, and that's how we roll.
You know,
but isn't that amazing? I mean, you've done really well because I feel like I know Martha a bit myself now at this stage. Over 1,000 emails, that's a lot of...
Yeah, loads. I was only looking back to the day and I was going, oh my God, because she disappeared, she fell off the radar at Christmas and I didn't get any emails, and it was very unlike her. Like, I mean, like, my mum had a special birthday there a couple of years ago, and I happened to mention this in emails to Martha. Martha's like, what is your mum's address?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, no one's going to kidnap my mother. So anyway, I gave her my mum's address, and she sent over this letter to my mum. Like, I actually cried when I read it. I was like, your daughter has given me so much joy. And I could actually nearly hear her saying it.
Wow.
And she sent over pictures of herself and her house. And, you know, my own daughters are great. One of them's a bit of a devil. The rest of them are fine, you know.
Yes,
and it was just this chat. So, of course, my mother then started writing back to her. Now, she only wrote once or twice because my mum was like, oh, yes, bit odd, isn't it? She thinks it's a little strange.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's very, like, a lot of people do. Like, a friend of mine said, oh, yeah, you're writing to some mad one in America. I said, oh, no, good luck with that.
Have you ever spoken to Martha, or have you ever Skyped her or met her?
I haven't. She wanted to Skype. Now, you see, she has a lot of time in her hands, and I don't. So, like, she would, sometimes she'd say, she'd send an email at the end, but she'd go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't realise I was sending you a book.
Yeah, okay, so they're long and lengthy.
Big,
yeah,
long,
yeah,
but they're very funny. Like, I mean, you wouldn't be nodding off reading them. Yeah,
yeah,
they are really, really funny. But she, yeah, she wanted to, she said her broadband space wasn't very good, so she didn't want to Skype. Then she said, maybe we could start talking on the phone. But it was a time difference, it was like a 6-hour time difference.
Yeah.
I have three kids, I don't have a huge amount of time, and I'm normally actually good for nothing in the evening, which would be the time I talk.
Yeah, no, I know the feeling, yeah, yeah.
Do you know, it needs to be full of beans, really, like, hi, here we go.
Yes, I know exactly.
The first conversation would be a very, probably very long conversation, you know.
Yeah.
I'd probably be quicker flying to go and see her than actually have that conversation. But, yeah, no, so she's just moved. Like, I keep saying I'd love to go and see her. I will go and see her. I've got to drag someone to come with me, you know.
And you need to plan a road trip to the States for a week sometime. I know it's expensive and all that, but just say, imagine if you save and plan. And part of it is 2 days in Ohio. And you need
Absolutely.
To do it really soon. Because, I mean, she's of an age. I mean, she'd probably live to 110 anyway. But just for safety's sake, I mean, it's such a good yarn that it would be utterly incomplete if you didn't see her.
Oh, completely. And I was only, I literally only said this about 2 months ago. And I was saying, when she fell off the radar at Christmas, and she had actually had a fall.
Yeah.
And she'd been in hospital, and I didn't know anything about it because I don't know her daughters. I don't know her SO.
Yeah.
And no one really, I mean, they all know who I am. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I think her daughter, who has the same name as myself, is a little bit peed off.
Yeah, I can imagine that she's, that she gives
that
more
other
time.
Bloody Melanie, yeah, in Ireland to say, she's like, shut up. But like, she says to me, you know, she signs off every email, love you lots now, and I always say a prayer for you every night. I'm like, oh, that's really sweet. And then she goes, she calls me her adopted, her, I'm her adopted daughter in Ireland. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I do have to plan it, and I was saying I should go. I mean, I wouldn't bring himself because he just thinks the whole thing is mad.
You have no interest,
mad. Not that he has no interest. No, he just, it wouldn't be his gig. So I said to my own mum, I said, would you go, come to Ohio with me for a cup of tea? And she was like, what? I said, will we go and see her? And I said, like, I'd go on my own. I'd have no problem going on my own. But my other half thinks I might be thrown into the back of a van the minute I get off the plane. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I know. And that's where you're getting a lot of raised eyebrows, generally speaking. But it sounds like the real deal. I think your mum and yourself, that'd be a nice road trip too, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be great? And then she's like, I don't know, it's very long. And I said, listen, we'll stop in New York and do a bit of shopping.
There you
either
go.
On the way or the way back.
That's,
I said, you see, we can do it.
That's the point. You fly Dublin, New York, and then zip up to Ohio and then zip back and fly home. And if you can do that, wouldn't that be something? I don't know. What's Ohio famous for? I can't think of one reason why anyone
not
would want to go
much,
to Ohio.
Actually,
if there's anyone from Ohio listening, or if anyone's been there and can
it's
help
Columbus,
us.
Columbus, Ohio as well. It's
Columbus, Ohio.
Place. Columbus, Ohio, yeah.
Okay, so it's named after our favourite. So it's Columbus, Ohio, 51552, friends. That'd be great. Pen pals for a generation. This is lovely, says a text. Another one says Martha, Melanie is saving Martha a fortune in counselling fees. That's great, says Jill.
Yeah, I am. I'm actually she, me, because sometimes I have a little whinge as well.
There's there's a shock. And what age group are you, Melanie? There's the rude question.
No, sorry, the line went funny.
Yeah,
right.
Sure it did.
What?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I'm in my 30s.
That's good enough for me. I'm just trying to think in terms of where Martha's coming from with you. So that would make sense. Okay, good.
I mean, she sent over, I'd say I was actually going out with her. No, I was writing to her for about 6 months. She's my friend. No, I was writing for about 6 months, and then she said, oh, can I have your address? Do you want to send a Christmas card or something? And I said, yeah. And the next thing I get, the postman arrives, and it literally, I'm not joking, it looked like he was taking a coffin out of the back of the
yeah,
car.
A box.
I was like, what the hell is this? Maybe
it was Martha.
Herself. Yeah. Surprise.
Surprise. I
yeah,
love
no,
you.
And he comes out of the house, he just pushed on the kitchen table. Seriously, I was like, geez, we're sort of having a wake. Anyway, put the box on the kitchen table, opened it up, and the amount of stuff, I mean, there was stuff for me, there was stuff for my three kids, there was stuff for my mom, there was McCormick, there was stuff for everybody.
Yeah.
And I was just going, oh my God, where do I go with this? And then I said, God, I have to send something back to her. I can't just say, well, that's lovely, thanks a million.
And what did you send back?
I'll tell you what I sent back. Well, I brought the kids up to, I brought my three daughters up to Giddy Studios in Dundrum, and I got to pick a person and paint a person.
Oh, good. That's a
they
nice thing.
They didn't do that. And they painted Martha. So they all, I told them all about Martha.
Good.
I got them a bit of kind of rinkety-dink Irish stuff and threw that in as well. I got them tea towels, a few bits with shamrocks, because I know she'd be mad for that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And
I sent some photographs. I sent some toffee because I know she loves toffee. So I went to a local shop and got some really good kind of artisan handmade toffees. What else did I send?
No, yeah, that's like, enough. That's fine. You sent back another coffin load of stuff, which is great.
I did. And then about 3 months later, boom, in came another one. I was like, oh my God, I can't keep going with this. But actually, I had a bit of a cringer there because I got another box about 3 weeks ago, and I wasn't here, and the postman put a letter in, the thing, come and collect it. And I said, okay, fine. And everybody in my house was sick at the time, so I couldn't actually go out. So I rang the post office, and I said, how long do you hold on to those parcels? And he said to me, 60 days. I said, 60? 2 months? And he said, yeah, 60 days. And I said, great. So I went back down about 3 weeks later and I had a moment, handed in the docket, and he goes, oh, sorry, we sent that back. I was like, what? Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. I said, you didn't. And he said, yeah, no, we sent it back. I said, when did you send it back? And he said, 16 days. I said, you told me 60.
Oh, no.
It was 16 days, yeah.
And it went back to this?
And it went back. And you know what it was, Ryan?
No.
She just moved, left Florida to go and live in Ohio. And it was all the junk she didn't want from her house. And she put it into a box and she sent it over to yours truly. Sent it to Ireland because they love the tea cozies that you want to bring to Ohio. Oh my God.
You better keep us posted on your trip to Ohio, please.
Yeah, well, I go.
You have to go. Listen,
I do really, don't I?
You talked about the pot of tea earlier on. If I was having a pot of tea with you, I'd be saying, for the love of God, book and go. Bring your mother. Have the crack. Turn it into a big thing. Write it all down. Have fun. It's a story and adventure. Go for it and come back to us.
I will.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Thank
Alrighty.
You, Melanie. That was lovely to talk
no
to you.
Problem.
I enjoyed
Nobody
that.
Nobody can send you asleep. I wasn't expecting to talk
it was
this morning.
Fun.
Just a text in.
No, it's a good job.
Have
a great day.
Alright. Listen, thanks, Mel. You too.
You're
Take
fab.
Care.
See you soon.
Cheers.